You gotta be bold. This story gotta be told. On your fists, going and glow. This the sun, your empower show. Stay on go like a lion who on the prowl. Send your sales, help you get it. We doing it and doing it now.
Hey, Empower Disruptors. Welcome back to the Sonya Empower Show, where I ignite your online business and help you own your fierceness. Embrace your unique beauty, talents, and strengths. Rise above fear and step into your destiny as you build empires and shatter expectations together. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of feedback. We all know that feedback is crucial for growth, whether it's in our personal lives or in our businesses. But let's be honest, sometimes it can feel a little prickly. But what if I told you that feedback isn't about criticism? It's about cultivation. Imagine it like this. You're a gardener. To grow the most vibrant flowers, you need to understand the soil, prune away the withered, and gently guide the tender shoots. Feedback is like that for our entrepreneurial journeys. It helps us identify our strengths, address our weaknesses, and ultimately bloom to our full potential. Now, receiving feedback can be a delicate dance. It requires vulnerability. We need to learn to listen deeply, to separate genuine insights from unhelpful judgments. And most importantly, to embrace the discomfort, because often the most valuable feedback is the one that challenges us the most. But it's not just about receiving feedback. Giving constructive criticism is equally important. It's about offering insights with empathy and clarity, focusing on solutions rather than just pointing out problems. It's about empowering others to grow and reach their full potential. This two-way street of feedback, giving and receiving, creates a powerful cycle of learning and growth. It fosters a culture of openness and honesty, where we can all learn from each other and collectively thrive. Now let's talk about leadership. As entrepreneurs, we're not just building businesses. We're shaping the future. We're leaders, guiding teams, inspiring others, and leaving our mark on the world. True leadership isn't about wielding power or demanding obedience. It's about cultivating a shared vision, fostering a culture of trust and integrity, and igniting the passion within our teams. It's about empowering them to think critically, take ownership, and contribute to their unique talents. This journey of leadership is an ongoing evolution. It requires constant self-reflection, a willingness to learn and adapt, and a deep commitment to serving a purpose greater than ourselves. And finally, let's remember that this is just the beginning. The path of entrepreneurship is a winding road filled with unexpected twists and turns. Can anybody relate to that? There will be triumphs and setbacks, moments of exhilarating joy, and crushing doubt. But within each challenge lies an opportunity for growth, for learning, for deepening our understanding of ourselves and the world around us. Let us embrace the unknown, trust in our own unique gifts, and never lose sight of the vision that fuels our passion. Because within each of us lies the potential to create something extraordinary, to make a lasting impact, and to leave the world a little better than we found it. Now it is time for your fab assignment. This week, I want you to practice the art of receiving feedback. Yes, you heard me correctly. Find someone you trust. It could be a mentor, a friend, a colleague, or even a family member. And I can hear you saying, Sonya, I don't know anyone, you know, or I don't know anyone I can be that vulnerable with. I mean, these are my goals, you know. Then I will highly suggest you check out my Break Free, Be Fierce consultation. These 25-minute consultations are powerful. They literally will ignite that inner fire, or they will reignite the inner fire. These 25-minute consultations is all about helping you break free from those limitations so that you can break through your glass ceiling. You can find out more information by visiting www.sonyasales.com/consulting. Also, a part of the FAB assignment is ask for specific feedback. That can be on a recent project, a presentation. It may even be a personal goal or a video that you just recorded for social media. Listen actively. The key word is listening actively. Pay close attention to what they're saying without getting defensive. Okay, so you really have to have your listening ears on. Ask clarifying questions. Make sure you understand their perspective. You know, you may say something as simple as, okay, so that we're on the same page, and then you begin to elaborate. Or, okay, to clarify, you know, this is my understanding of what was shared. Is that correct? Let's not make this difficult, okay? And finally, reflect on the feedback, which is so important. Journal about what resonated with you and how you can apply it. I'm excited to hear about your experiences with this week's FAB assignment. Share your insights with me on social media using the hashtag SonyaEmpowers. Remember, you are powerful, you are capable, and you are empowered. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Sonya Empower Show. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. For more business empowerment resources, visit sonyasales.com. And for additional resources on personal growth and inspiration, visit chocolatedropinspired.com. Also, I have some exciting news. I've recently started a YouTube channel. Yes, y'all, I have jumped on the YouTube bandwagon. I feel as though there is so much that I can share in the terms of empowering others. So I have started a YouTube channel. You can easily find that by searching Sonya Sales. That's SonjaSells. Until next time, empowered disruptors, break free, be fierce.